For WEKU News, I'm Charles Compton. Sort of a micro music festival takes place Saturday afternoon in downtown Lexington. It's associated with a retail store that specializes in the sale of vinyl records. Here to give us a preview of that and other events going on this weekend is Rich Copley, an arts and cultural reporter with the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. So, Rich, this is associated with a store named Pops. Tell me about the shop.
Well, Pops Resale is a secondhand store. That's been open for 15 years now. This is their 15th anniversary. And fairly shortly after the store opened, the owner, Dan Shore, found that there was a market for vinyl records. He put out a few records of his own, and they started to go pretty quickly. People started coming to him with their vinyl to sell. And, now it's mushroomed to where he says there are 80,000 vinyl records on the floor in the shop and then about 200,000 back in back stock. So that all kind of set the stage because he was getting a lot of music clientele, a lot of people. You know, people who buy vinyl records today are really into music. And so that sort of set the stage to start having bands come in and play Pops on Saturday afternoon. So this is going to be kind of a blown up, you know, version of their little Saturday afternoon jams out there.
So what kind of bands will be performing?
It's a diverse group. Like, you've got groups that specialize in straight ahead rock and kind of surf rock. Like one of the big bands on the bill is the Royal Bat Fangs, that are kind of a surf rock type group. Then there is a DJ that's going to be spinning a lot of soul and funk and things like that. And that's kind of reflective of what they've done at Pops over the years that they've been having shows, that they've brought in a real diversity of music.
And Studio Players of Lexington is staging what you term a very, very dark comedy. Tell me about that.
Indeed. Loot is a play by Joe Orton, who had a very brief but significant career in the 1960s in England. And he really specialized in pitch black comedies. And this one is about two guys who commit a bank heist and then try to hide the money in the coffin of one of their mothers. Who is dead, yes. And the other guy involved is one of the proprietors of the funeral home. And so I got to see the first act the other night, and it gets kind of crazy, and there are moments where things happen, involving dead bodies and stuff. It never gets really gross, but you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, how could you do that? So if you are into the dark comedy, this would be sort of show to check out.
You can find out more about what's going on this weekend on our website, weku.fm. Go to the events calendar. It's also listed in today's Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Just go to the Weekender section. Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and cultural reporter for the Herald Leader. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.